Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is Richard and Sherry Edwards at Sound Health Options, February 13th, 2011. And I understand, Sherry, that it's up to a blazing 40 degrees there today.
Yes.
You're going to have to, you know, put on shorts and go outside. I don't know. Wow. And today I'm excited to say that we're going to be talking to Dr. Lita Lee about enzymes, but I should mention that our sponsor is the Institute of Bioacoustic Research in Ohio, Sherry's headquarters, and it's been, you know, it's an interesting time between what's going on in Egypt and everything else that's going on in the world. I'm excited to see that we're going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects, talking about enzymes today with Lita. Leo, exactly. In 1998, when Lita's book, The Enzyme Cure, which covers 11 years of research and clinical experience in plant enzyme therapy and presents 50 different case histories covering 36 different conditions linked to enzyme deficiencies. The Enzyme Cure book also covered Dr. Lee's work on hormonal balancing and environmental health. Lita Lee, PhD, is a chemist, enzyme therapist, nutritionist, author and lecturer, and fan of Zumba, I believe it's called. We'll get to that. And has been in private practice since 1984. Her clients span the globe. People find out about Lita and her from her lectures, TV and radio shows, books, articles, newsletters, as well as her informative website, www.litalee.com. Welcome, Lita. Whoop, hold on, wrong button. There we go. Oh. Now welcome, Lita.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to be sharing Lita's website on WebEx for people who have joined us there. And Lita, are you open to taking calls?
If they're nice. I don't answer rude questions, but if they're polite, I'll answer. Except I prefer general questions other than, you know, I have a toenail fungus, you know.
Okay, well, your site is up so everyone on WebEx can see it. And particularly, I love the article. Lita has given us so much help at the Research Institute, and her article she shares with the public freely. She tells the truth, pulls no punches, tells it like it is, and tattles on the people who are lying.
And I'm always in trouble.
Well, I think we're all in good company. I think we're all rabble-rousing troublemakers. So I think it's like a, you know, it's a club. I like it. That's one of the things I've always admired about your work is that you're willing to speak. Well, you and Sherry both. You're both willing to speak your truth and stand for it and, you know, a combination of not back down and really talk about what's true. I love that.
That's my effort. One advantage I have is that I'm a chemist. And it seems like 99% of the articles that you see online or ads on the TV or in magazines, they're written by ghostwriters. And I have three articles on ghostwriters, not only in pharma, but in nutrition. And so when people say, how come whatever you say is the opposite of my mother, my doctor, my boyfriend, etc., that's why. And so a lot of people I send those articles to. And so anybody can ask me for an article and I'll send it to them by email. But that's basically why I sound so different. And see, my my gift, or whatever you call it, is I can tell if an article is written by a ghostwriter. And there's another person out there who can also tell, and he's one of my mentors, Dr. Raymond Peet, www.raypeet.com, P-E-A-T. He doesn't read ghostwriters either, and he's also a chemist. And he's probably the only person I know that can answer my questions on hormones, because hormonal balancing is very complicated, and there are many, many myths about hormonal balancing and about diet, you know, and about everything. So, but thank goodness I have mentors like Dr. Loomis. He's the enzyme formulator, and then Dr. Ray Peet.
I guess that would lead to I'm going to jump right in, because that leads me to my to a thought I've had. I admit that I have a copy of The Enzyme Cure since I met you a long time ago. It's just how
way out of date.
Long time ago, many calendar pages across the screen. And I have a dog-eared copy of The Enzyme Cure. Why enzymes? Why did you get hooked into enzymes? And I mean that in a really good way. I mean, what is it?
I know.
Okay.
Well, you know, I have this little bell that goes ding-a-ling-a-ling in my head when I hear a word that appeals to me. When I heard the word enzymes, plant enzymes, not metabolic enzymes. These are plant enzymes, not even pancreatic enzymes. The alarm went off, and I'd been trying to help people with orthomolecular nutrition, which means high doses of vitamins and minerals, and I wasn't having good success. So I went to hear Dr. Howard Loomis in 1987, and it totally transformed my life, because what people really need is to honor the earth, digest their foods, and eat organic whole prothyroid foods. So that's my entire effort. And that's why I always recommend eat organic foods, but you still got to digest organic foods. People can't digest the GMOs in commercial foods, so that's why I say don't eat commercial foods. And I use plant enzymes because there's an enzyme connection to every condition, and there's also a hormonal balancing connection. And sometimes you can't tell the difference, and so that's why my book features two types of therapy, enzymes and hormonal balancing. Does that answer your question? I could go on.
No, go on just a little more, because...
Okay.
Talk a little bit more about that. I understand what you're saying, but I think it's such a piece that people miss.
Yes.
In all of a lot of the people that I've watched or followed or studied or listened to or met or talked to or been at shows or all that, this is a part that really amazes me that they miss. They have these, you know, possibly amazing supplements or ideas, but there's no enzymes.
Right.
And I'm always like, where's the enzymes?
Right. Well, everybody needs enzymes because we destroy food by microwaving. We don't even eat foods. All poisons are enzyme poisons. For example, fluoride poisons over 100 enzymes. Oh, my. And then you nuke the dead commercial food that's full of GMOs and pesticides. What do you get? Sick. And these are nutritional problems. Doctors look at the blood first, but only disease shows up in the blood, and not every disease shows up in the blood. I look at the urine, and that's how I find enzyme deficiencies, but I don't do a random test. I do the Loomis 24-hour urine test, and that nails them to the wall. I can tell what they can digest, what they can't digest, and, of course, I have a diet survey. So I use plant enzymes. The secret of plant enzymes is that they work in the stomach to pre-digest food. Pancreatic enzymes do not work in the stomach. You can take a million of them, but they won't promote digestion in the stomach. So I use plant enzymes, and there are seven of them. There's protease, that's for protein. There's lipase for fat. There's amylase for carbohydrates. There's cellulase for fiber. And there are three disaccharidases, which means sugar, sucrase, maltase, and lactase. And those are the plant enzymes I use. I use very few vitamins other than vitamin D. I use a few herbs, ones that are really good. They're usually Ayurvedic. And I do hormonal balancing. When I say hormonal balancing, I mean I'm very anti-estrogen. So I use good thyroid glandular if they're hard to find. And I use Dr. Ray Peet's patented oral progesterone formula, and I use pregnenolone. And I find that if I combine these with the prothyroid organic diet, which is hard to find, by the way, they get well. And a lot of these people have been to many, many doctors. I like that, except they're broke. And they say, I've been to 20 doctors, I've spent $1 million, and nobody can find out what's wrong with me. They say, I have a Prozac deficiency. I say, aha, I love it. You don't have a Prozac deficiency. You have a nutritional problem. And you can't have a nutritional problem without being enzyme deficient. Whatever you cannot digest causes a toxin, becomes a poison. And you can solve that so easily. There's nobody on earth, not even my cats and dogs, that don't need enzymes. Because animals eat the same junk that we eat. Not me. I don't eat junk, but I'm just talking about the run of the mill. And I have clients all over the world, I mean in every country that I've heard of, and some I haven't. And to the extent that they eat what we eat, they have the same diseases. So I have come to the conclusion that diseases are nutritionally based. They're not based upon indigenous cultures. They're based upon what you eat. I call it the hand-to-mouth disease.
So you really, one of the points that jumps out at me, but I mean there's a lot of them, but one of that jumps out at me is that you really believe that given the opportunity to the body that can heal itself.
Absolutely. In fact, here's something else I believe. It's called the biology of belief. It's in my spirit. I have 12 sections on my website. One is called From the Spirit. For 20 years, there have been two groups of people that have really proven physically, I mean by physics, that disease is not caused by genes. It is caused by what we believe, think, eat, and our culture. And even to the point of twins, if you take two identical twins and separate them, they're going to grow up with different health problems, different physiognomies. In other words, they will even start to look different. So I really believe, and a lot of people don't like to hear this, I really believe that that you can control your health by your beliefs, by what you eat, by what you think, etc. A lot of people don't like that because they want somebody to fix them. You know, give me a drug, I'm sick. But the people who come to me believe this because they've been to the doctors and the drugs cause terrible side effects, and they still have the condition for which the drug was given. So that's my philosophy in a nutshell.
I am looking forward to the day, and I'm really hoping that it happens in, well, any of our lifetimes, that people actually, because I believe that Sherry has the same experience, that people wait until they're desperate to talk to either one of you, rather than, let me talk to one of you first.
Seeing a shift in that, Richard. I'm seeing a slight, it's slight, but it's there. Like, okay. I have people diagnosed with diseases, and they say, I don't want chemotherapy, I don't want drugs, can you help me? This is new, but I'm seeing increasing amounts. But you're right, it's a matter of consciousness. Plus, people like me have to be very low-key. Dr. Ray Peet holds the patent on natural oral progesterone. He had to leave the country because... he's a whistleblower in the estrogen industry, spending I don't know how many millions of dollars, managed to get a label, a carcinogenic warning on a label of progesterone cream, even though in the 1940s there were over 200 papers written on the carcinogenicity of estrogen. Now, I don't have the money that these pharmaceutical companies have, so I can't fight, so I just... stay really low-key. I've already been sued once for practicing medicine without a license, despite the fact that there are no drugs on my website, and I don't take drugs and I don't go to doctors. I mean, if a person wants to go to a doctor, I don't tell them not to. And it costs me a lot of pain and a lot of money, so I have to be very careful. I can't use the cure word, for example, nor would I, even if I could. I just say, I will try to help you. Here's what you need. And if they want to do it, they can do it. But I've seen lives transformed.
You give them the opportunity and the tools to heal themselves.
That's right. I don't do any healing at all. I just fork out information.
Right. Well, I think about, I can't remember when exactly it was. I'm kind of guessing in the 70s or 80s that Jonathan Wright was, you know, he had his clinic doors kicked in and people in flak jackets came in and confiscated everything. And, you know, I can't say threatened, well, although men in flak jackets with, you know, automatic rifles is pretty threatening. And
yep.
kicked in his doors because he was trying to be a belief buster, or I don't know what term I would use for him. But, I mean, he's a, for people don't know, he was a medical doctor who has a clinic up in Washington State.
He still does today. Yep. Yep.
And I know that after that, I think that really hurt him, not only in his practice, but, I mean, I think it made him really quiet afterwards. He's still a proponent. He's still an advocate. But I think he's a lot quieter. And it's just because the system is so opposed to this kind of thinking.
That's right. I've had my life, legally and physically threatened for my beliefs. So
yeah.
It's true because, and we're talking about big monopolies, pharma, and the junk food industry, Monsanto, things like that. It's very driven by money. And but you know what? I'm not afraid anymore. I used to be terribly frightened. I'm just not afraid. I'm too hopeful, and I'm very optimistic. And the people who come to me are very protective. So
yeah, I
say as much as I can, to, you know, without getting arrested again.
Right, exactly. And I think that's what we can, you know, that's what we all can do. I mean, that's what you do. That's what Sherry does. In my way, even though I'm not a practicing practitioner at this point. That's what we all do, is just keep talking about it and keep having people hear it. And, you know, we tell two friends or clients, and then they tell two friends, and eventually somebody goes, oh, wow, this seems like a really good idea. Maybe adding enzymes to my life would be an important thing. I think it's what we just have to do. You put your head down and you keep going forward.
Well, you know, since I'm not a medical doctor, they're the only ones that get insurance. People have to pay me from their pockets. So I would have been out of business 25 years ago if this stuff didn't work. But see, that's the definition of an enzyme, a substance that is activated by heat and moisture, in other words, water, that does the work of digestion in the body. And, of course, there are many metabolic enzymes, but you can't make anything if you don't digest your food. And people that don't eat real foods have a lot of trouble.
We have three questions, Richard.
Okay.
One, what do you feel about using 5-HTP? And can you talk about using that for depression along with GABA? And Kevin wants to know about what thyroid enzymes you use. And then we have a question about what do you do for immune suppression?
Hang on. Okay, 5-HTP.
GABA.
And then GABA.
Immune suppression. And
what thyroid I use. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I use a thyroid glandular. There's no enzyme. You know, enzymes can help you digest the protein, which is necessary to form the thyroid hormone. But I find it necessary in a hypothyroid person to provide both enzymes, the prothyroid diet, and thyroid glandular. It's very, very hard to find one. I currently use a bovine thyroid glandular from happy grass-fed cows in Argentina. Now, the 5-HTP is very, very poisonous, and so is tryptophan, and so is St. John's wort. I would not advise anybody to take it. They're very, very they're very poisonous. I don't think GABA is poisonous, but I don't think it works. And people take 5-HTP for a lot of reasons, but in fact, depression and emotional problems and chronic fatigue and digestive problems and allergies and skin, colon, lung, weight, blood pressure problems, gallbladder problems, they're all related to low thyroid. That's the hormone connection to health problems. And, of course, there's the enzyme connection. So, but I would never recommend any substance like 5-HTP or tryptophan.
Okay.
Tryptophan is carcinogenic, and I'm against anything that's isolated. I tell people, eat the whole thing. The body cannot absorb isolated amino acids. The body wants to digest the protein and form its own stuff. So there's just many reasons that I do and recommend what I say and do. And I have legitimate, which means non-ghost written references to support what I'm saying. And so does Dr. Ray Peet. So I send everybody to his website. He's a little more sarcastic than I am. A lot of people get offended, but I think he's a riot. But anyway, all low thyroid people are immune suppressed. And I develop immune support, not stimulation, but support through a digestive enzyme program. And I determine what enzymes are needed by the 24-hour Lumis urinalysis. And then I provide a pro-thyroid diet. And the enzymes to digest it, plus hormones, thyroid, progesterone, and pregnenolone. And that's all a person needs for anything, because it fixes their immune system. People don't get sick if they eat pro-thyroid foods, digest them, and their thyroid works. They just don't.
Can you say more specifically about the thyroid diet, what you're defining as a thyroid diet?
Okay. There's anti-thyroid foods and pro-thyroid foods. Here's my pro-thyroid diet, and I will send this to anyone who asks. This is my biggest request via emails, the pro-thyroid diet. Okay, organic, grass-fed, soy-free animal proteins, 4 ounces 3 times a day. Now, that's a hard bill to fill because...
Boy, howdy.
But yeah, but it's easier to get grass-fed, soy-free beef, lamb, and bison than it is chicken, turkey, and pork, because most chickens, most poultry that are labeled free-range and organic are fed soy. So I won't eat chicken or turkey. I found a great source of chickens either are used for meat or eggs. Well, I eat tons of eggs, but they're all from run-around-the-ground soy-free chickens. They're very happy, and they're very loving, and they don't get sick, and they have the biggest eggs I've ever seen, and they taste good. Okay, so that's one thing. And then I recommend fruits and fruit juices, organic, of course, nothing from the concentrate, which means reconstituted with fluoride. Fluoride is a very bad enzyme poison and thyroid poison. You can kill the thyroid with fluoride, but that's not all. Fruits and fruit juices are very pro-thyroid, and if you put sea salt in them, what happens is they raise the blood sugar to normal and lower the adrenaline. So you can get rid of the jitters in 15 minutes with salty fruit juice. What kinds of fruit juices? Well, the only two I don't like are apple juice and grapefruit juice, and those are they have different reasons why I'm against them. Grapefruit juice is estrogenic, and apple juice is full of pectin, and that feeds bowel bacteria and increases insomnia. So, and I like white non-iodized sea salt. I don't like any colored sea salt because the color in the salt is dirt or poison. The worst salt you can eat is red or pink salt like Himalayan because it's full of iron, and iron is very anti-thyroid and very pro-inflammatory. I don't mean raisins. If you want iron, eat a raisin. And then I recommend as the only oil that you cook with coconut oil. Coconut oil is not only very pro-thyroid, but it's very protective of the immune system. It doesn't stimulate it. It protects it. And it has substances in it that cure this. I got a book from Dr. Bruce Fife on Alzheimer's disease and the use of coconut oil to combat it. And I also use pregnenolone because pregnenolone restores poor memory. And then, so I use coconut oil, coconut milk, fruits and fruit juices. Potatoes are great. Fruits and fruit juices are high in salicylate, so it's like drinking liquid aspirin, and that's why they're so anti-inflammatory. I'm against vegetable juices because when you suck the juice out of a vegetable, you get polyunsaturated fatty acids, which are the omega-3 and 6 oils, which are being promoted by all the PopMed doctors because they read and believe ghostwriters who say, eat this, drink this. And it's simply not true. And I'd rather think that these doctors simply believe than are doing it on purpose. So I'm a very optimistic person, and I don't like to criticize anyone, but I can sure criticize foods. Okay, so fruits and fruit juices, coconut oil, coconut water, protein, three times a day. I'm not against vegetables, but I'm against vegetable juices. And that's about it.
That's
I'm so sad when I heard you. I recently heard you talk about sea salt, and I was sad to hear about the pink salt. It made sense to me as soon as I hear you say it, but the sea salt, because I like the flavor of the actual flavor of sea salt. It has a slightly sweet edge for cooking. But
right.
I immediately threw out my sea salt and went to white salt because it made sense. Because I always thought I would make a brine or something with sea salt. There'd be a sediment in the bottom. I'm thinking, well, if this is in solution, what's that?
Right. Well, sea salt is white. And
right.
I don't like to add iodine because iodine in excess is very goitrogenic. In other words, it causes extreme hypothyroidism. And there's plenty of iodine in the sea and in the fish. And a lot of people in this country who eat junk food, they have too much iodine and too much iron and too much a lot of stuff. But I'm noticing a lot of iron toxicity in people who eat Himalayan salt. It's just amazing. So what I'm saying is based upon legitimate, in other words, non-ghostwritten research, but it's also based upon my clients, you know, who are just so sick. They change their diet and they get their life back. So that's my effort, is to tell people what I know and give them the choice to act, because I believe in self-healing. And there are so many thyroid inhibitors out there. I mean, when you think about it, so I gave you the prothyroid diet. Here's the anti-thyroid stuff. Of course, radiation, which we can't get away from. Doctors destroy the thyroid by giving, radioactive iodine. But there's also non-ionizing radiation can hurt the thyroid, which is why I'm against microwave oven. I mean, microwaving foods, even water, destroys everything. But it destroys digestion, so if you can't digest food, you're going to be low thyroid. And then I'm against low-protein diets because you must digest protein to make so many things required for life, including thyroid hormones, carrying cholesterol, eye phototransmitters, hemoglobin, et cetera, et cetera. And I have a big article on that. And then I'm against polyunsaturated fatty acids. Omega-3s are the worst. And all the doctors I know sell fish oils, and they're very, and I got tons of stuff on that. And Dr. Ray Pete has a lifetime of legitimate research. That's why I like him. He gives me a paragraph, and then he sends me 100 references. And he'll go all over. He'll read Russian articles, French articles, you know. Anyway, soy, all soy products contain 3 isoflavones, which are estrogens. Soy sauce is okay, but I'm against all soy products. And then pesticides, herbicides, GMOs, they're in all commercial foods. Synthetic and genetically engineered hormones are very toxic. Fluoride, it's in the most water. It's in green tea, unless you get it from Asia. It's in most toothpaste and in very high in commercial foods. So I have a question. We get 6 milligrams of fluoride a day, so how come we got cavities? How come the doctors say you got to take fluoride? You know, it just doesn't make sense to me. And then there are isolated nutrients that cause low thyroid function, like beta carotene. Better to eat the carrot than to drink carrot juice. Vitamin A. Too much vitamin A kills the thyroid. Dr. Ray Pete recommends eating liver once a week if you can gag it down. PABA. Pyrimethylbenzoic acid is a potent thyroid inhibitor, and of course excess iodine. But there are other things too, like heavy metals, like mercury, kills the conversion of T4 to T3. T4 is the inactive form of the thyroid hormone, and T3 is the active form. Well, if you can't convert, you're going to be in trouble. Estrogen does the same thing. Estrogen kills the conversion of T4 to T3. And Synthroid, it cannot be used by women, especially because of the estrogen. Synthroid is T4. And then the last thing is breathless exercise. By breathless, I mean endurance exercise. It's not anaerobic, not aerobic. I do Zumba, which is plenty strenuous for me. You sweat a lot. But that's aerobic exercise. Biking, but not racing. Walking fast, but not endurance running. That's what I mean. creates an adaptive hypothyroidism.
Okay, Richard, we've got a plethora of questions again.
Oh, my gosh.
do you treat people all over the world, and can you ship to different countries?
Yes, but I always ask, check with customs first. Now, I had a student, she was in the United Arab Emirates, and I had to ship her stuff to Hungary because she said they'll confiscate everything. Mexico confiscates everything, and I don't think it's political. I think it's that they don't want Americans getting money from them. Canada won't let me ship hormones, so my Canadians come across the border and get a post office box. Most countries will ship. And I get urines you would not believe. South Africa, New Zealand, Australia, most of Europe. There's so many countries I forget them all. From England.
One of the questions specifically is, can you ship progesterone to Canada? So the answer to that is no.
No, they have to get a friend or a mailbox. Now, Canada recently changed. I don't know why. I used to send lots of thyroid, lots of progesterone, lots of pregnenolone to Canada. I can't do it. I can only ship enzymes. And there may be some problems in Germany now, although I used to send tons of hormonal supplements to Germany. You have to find out. And South Africa, I got lots of people there. I've only had one package get lost. I don't know why. I had another package come back after 6 months. Nobody ever tells me why. I never know what's going to happen. But the majority of times, it'll get delivered. Even in Canada, they can't rip open every package. So Dr. Ray Pete will ship things to Canada. It's just that I don't like people to lose money, you know. And I may never get the stuff back. It's just an iffy thing. It's easy for a Canadian to have a friend here. I have a client from the Philippines who comes home every year and has me send her a year's worth of stuff. I even have a person in Thailand, and they have me ship it to someone here, and then the friend ships it to Thailand. So, anyway, it works. I've been doing it for 25 years.
What do you do for people who are sensitive to electronics?
I can only determine enzyme deficiencies. There are protective devices. I would tell them to get a tri-field meter and measure the EMFs. I mean, radiation is toxic, even in low-level radiation, although they tell you it isn't. So, like, when I buy a house, I check out the radiation. And now, it's easier now to use a computer that doesn't emit the radiation because the box is on the floor. TVs can emit radiation. Microwave ovens emit radiation. So the point is, and the goal is, to stand away from it and don't live next to a high voltage line. I wrote a book on, it's called Radiation Protection Manual, which is out of print now because I got in trouble for writing it. Stepping on too many toes.
Do you find any particular nutrient deficiency? Like, which of the enzymes is most out when they have an electronic sensitivity?
Only the Lumis urine will determine that. In my book, Radiation Protection Manual, I said that if you eat organic whole foods and have absolutely no deficiencies of vitamins and minerals, then you're going to be much more protected than if you're a junk food junkie. But the only way I can determine an enzyme that a person needs is to do the urine test, and that determines a lot. I mean, whatever the radiation hurts, I'll see an enzyme deficiency. But like people who microwave food, they're sick. They have terrible enzyme deficiencies. It destroys everything, digestion, it creates carcinogens. So I see what I see from the urine, and it's always based upon diet, how they cook their food, what they eat, what they don't eat. That's the only answer I can give you.
Is there good and bad coconut? Should it be liquid or solid?
Coconut oil is solid until 75 degrees. All coconut products are organic, but some are a lot better than others. My very, very favorite, and I order a gallon at a time, is called Aloha Nu. It's from Tropical Traditions. You can order it by the gallon online. I sell it in 1 and 2 pound bottles, not to make money, but to teach people what really good coconut oil tastes like. Now, if you don't like coconut oil, I recommend Expeller Press because they suck out all the little chunkies of coconut. And then coconut water is good for you, but there's so many different kinds. My very, very favorite is called Amy and Brian's, and they have 3 different flavors, and I get 2 cases a week from my health food store. It's absolutely incredibly delicious. They have a kind with little chunks of coconut in it, and that's what I get. And my son, who works for me, he'll drink 3 bottles a day. Each bottle is 17 ounces, and it's not expensive. Before I discovered Amy and Brian, I used one natural experience, and that's good too, but nothing beats Amy and Brian. Or buy a coconut if you can get a good one and suck the juice out. And then the third thing I recommend is coconut milk. But you have to be careful because some people put allergenic toxins in the milk, like carrageenan, which is very allergenic. And some people add sugar, which is totally unnecessary. Coconut oil is naturally sweet. And it's the most healing oil on earth. It's the oil that God put in mother's milk. So when people scream at me, you know, that there's a ghost-written article saying that coconut oil causes heart disease, which is not true. Very untrue.
Is this on your site under your products link?
Yeah.
Well, I can tell this is going to be the number one repeated archive because this is just so full of good information.
And on coconut oil?
On everything that you're saying. It's incredible.
Oh, well, I have 12 sections. This is confusing. My website confuses people. So you just go to the section, like I have one on hormonal balancing, one on my husband's photography of the Aurora Borealis, articles and foods that are good, foods that are bad. I mean, 12 different things. I keep adding sections. And then if you click on the right-hand side, if you click on articles, you'll see those sections. But then if you mosey on down the line, I have my enzyme list, my hormonal balancing list, and just botanicals and stuff like that. I do not sell – I've blocked my website for enzymes and hormones because I get into trouble. So I make people email me and ask me what they want. They have to tell me why or they're not going to get it. So, like, if they say, I have candida, 99 out of 100 people who think they do don't. They have rotten digestion. So I'm going to quiz them and say, do you really have that, and where is it? And, oh, it's in my brain. No, it can't be in your brain. Oh, it's in my blood. No, it can't be in your blood because you'd be dead. And I go on like that. And then I only give the hormonal balancing supplements to my own clients who've done the urine and understand why it's so necessary to eat organic pro-thyroid foods and take the enzymes required to digest the protein to make the thyroid hormone.
What kind of enzyme problem does fluoride create?
It poisons over 100 enzymes. And it causes extreme hypothyroidism. And the rates of cancer are double in fluoridated cities. And I know there's many, many causes of cancer, but I've had one too many patients tell me, you know, when I moved to blah, blah, blah city, that's when my health problems began. And unfortunately, it's hard to be fluoride-free, but at least I have a wonderful water filter that will remove fluoride. I'm against distillation and RO water because it destructures the water. There's a wonderful guy named Tim Hickey. He owns Friends of Water. I'll send anybody the link who wants to get a nice ion exchange filter, which will totally remove fluoride without destroying anything. I'm against any actions to water other than filtration because it's very dangerous to throw alkalizers in, to do this, to do that. You don't need to do it. All you need to do is to filter out the poisons. And Friends of Water is the best purifying company. The guy is very honest, low price that I've ever seen. I've met the guy in person. I send every client to him, and I don't ask for any kickback. I believe in his work and in his filters, and I have them all over my house.
So you filter your water for washing and bathing, too?
Yes. But, see, I don't have fluoride, so I'm really lucky. But it's essential. Now, he has the only filter I know that takes out 45% of the fluoride from the shower. Most filters don't. But the essential thing is don't drink it. Don't brush your teeth with fluoride toothpaste. And most green teas in America are full of fluoride. In fact, green tea is a fluoride sink, but you can get this wonderful matcha green tea from Japan. It's very pure, no fluoride. So those are the major causes. Plus, the amount of fluoride in commercial foods is sky high. And when you cook things and concentrate things, it increases. And I belong to the Fluoride Action Network. They're really trying to get rid of fluoride in the world, not just in this country. It's called Fluoride Action Network. It's an incredible website.
Ivan has a question. How do you feel about levothyroxine to control TSH levels?
I don't use T4. I mean, sure, it can lower TSH, but I use natural substances. I know it works, but it makes people sick. I had a lady with a TSH of 100, and the doctor gave her T4, which I understand decreases TSH. She got so sick she couldn't breathe. So she's taking thyroid and T3. And T3 is available from Mexico. I'm not allowed to sell it because it's a drug, but it works. And it's the curative part of the thyroid hormone. Unfortunately, the powers that be keep shutting down the websites. So I have all these clients yelling and screaming, help, they took it down again.
Your
so
website,
anyway, what?
Your website, LitaLee.com, LitaLee.com.
Yes, .com. Yep.
Okay. There are a zillion other questions here. Are there any special diets for ADD kids?
Prothyroid. You can correct attention deficit disorder, which is nothing but low thyroid function. So instead of fixing the thyroid, they give poisons that kill kids. I have an enzyme for ADD. So I give both the thyroid and the enzymes. You can absolutely change the behavior of a child, even in an autistic one. They're all hyperactive. With this enzyme, it's called ADR, adrenal. And it's nothing but enzymes. Well, it's nothing, it's something. It's a high sucrase, B vitamins, and enzymes. And when you're low thyroid, you don't have enough glucose in the blood. If it's not going to be in the blood, it's not going to be in the brain, so you're not going to be able to think, and your muscles are going to be stiff, because everything in the body requires glucose.
If people want to write to you, what's the address you use?
My email address, Lita, at LitaLee.com.
Okay, from Janet. That last question was from Carol. From Janet, if we use bioacoustic analysis and find a need for thyroid glandular, is that adequate to order thyroid glandular from your site to eliminate the need for Lumis urine testing?
No, because it's not just thyroid. It's digestion. It's diet. It's enzymes. Now, I have given, you know, I just have to say this. I was talking to Richard the other day, and he said, I'm glad you said that. I used to think that if I gave a frequency, I didn't need to eat it. And I thought, that sounds kind of fishy. So I think it's important to give the frequency. And, like, if you're low thyroid, you're going to need T3. Plus, eat the food. So I have done both, and it really helps people. And people who are thyroid resistant, and I've given many reasons for that. It's just that they eat foods that hinder thyroid function, or they don't eat enough protein, or, you know, too many poisons in the food. But no, I can't. I don't think it's ethical. I could probably make a ton of money, but just forking out thyroid hormone or even progesterone. I don't give progesterone anymore, because if you need progesterone, the reason you need it is because you're low thyroid.
So I'm
a whole person. I like to do the whole body.
We recommend both, so we go along with what you're saying. And I'd like to tell you that the BIL that you recommended for me, another enzyme, has saved my life so many times.
Wow.
Stupidly eat some kind of fat that was not digestible, just being bent over.
Poofa.
Yeah.
You know what else will help you, Sherry? Turmeric. I give turmeric to many, many people. It's one of my favorite herbs, turmeric and Coleus persicoli. Turmeric works on the eyes, the the skin, the gallbladder, the liver, and the colon. What else is there? Okay, so I tried turmeric many years ago because I had psoriasis, and it said it cured psoriasis. And it's also supposed to cure macular degeneration, but there are other things that you need in addition to turmeric. So I started taking high doses of turmeric, and I use New Chapter because it's very potent. And my psoriasis started going away, but my vision healed. And I wore granny glasses. I was very farsighted. I couldn't see my computer. And I have not worn glasses since I was 65 and I'm 71. And I think my tomb.
Great, Lita. You sound so vital. It's incredible to think you're 71.
I do Zumba.
It makes me laugh when I think that you're 71.
Hey, listen, I just saw a video, you guys. 92-year-old Ginger Rogers dancing with her 29-year-old great-grandson doing the salsa. And I've never seen anyone fly around the floor, over the head, underneath the legs, between the legs, in my life. And she's 92. And not only that, but there's an 88-year-old woman who is mayor of the third most popular city in it's Eastern Canada. She's 88 years old, and I saw her riding a bike, playing hockey. The interviewer said, well, do your friends still play with you? She said, oh, no, they're too old. She's 88 years old. And then he said, is there anything that you've always wanted that you never had? She said, well, I've never had a music video. So they played this music, and she was dancing. It was just incredible. So in my opinion, age is a number on a piece of paper.
So in order for people to see you, they need to call you up or send you an email? Or
email me. I have an office phone, too. But they can email me, but they don't need to see me unless they want to. I mean, I'd rather have a person spend money on enzymes and airplanes. And I only see 3% of my clients. I love to see them. I'm not saying don't come. But I'm saying they don't need to see me in person. They can get a urine kit and send me their urine and their health history. And then we talk.
That's wonderful. I don't know if you can answer this one. This is from Anita. Although my thyroid test T3, T4 are normal, low, I have nodules on my thyroid and my physician has prescribed desiccated thyroid tablets. Is this harmful? Should I take L-tyrosine or glandulars too?
Desiccated thyroid is a glandular, and I hope he's using the good one. A thyroid gland can have nodules, cysts, or be swollen as in a goiter. And the problem is, with the exception of TSH, which I'll give a brief comment about, thyroid deficiency is a nutritional problem, not a disease, unless you have thyroid cancer. Now, high TSH, doctors misinterpret it. If your TSH is over 2, you're in trouble. I've had people with TSHs of 100, but say you're low thyroid and your TSH is 0.1. You are going to be misdiagnosed as being hyperthyroid when, in fact, you are hypopituitary. Now, a person with a great functioning thyroid gland, which I've never seen, will always have a low TSH, and Dr. Ray Peet says zero is the goal because when the TSH is zero, the brain is happy. And you can only have high TSH in the beginning because it's called thyroid stimulating hormone. It's desperately trying to stimulate thyroid from being excreted from the thyroid gland. This is a very complicated topic. I've never seen a thyroid book that I agree with other than Dr. Broda Barnes and the work of Dr. Ray Peet. I've read 12 thyroid books and I threw them all away.
Two of the things that we look for in people when they're reporting to us is they can't keep their temperature, they have low temperature in the morning, and the women have very heavy periods. Is there anything else people should be looking at, or you want to contradict what I'm saying? That's okay, too.
No. All female problems, including no periods, heavy periods, and missed periods, all 100% of female problems, including miscarriage, infertility, cancer, gallbladder disease, female problems are due to low thyroid. And that's why they're cold, and that's why their periods are screwed up. You can fix it all with this program that I've been doing for 25 years.
Do you
progesterone, what?
Do you have them test their temperature in the morning?
Absolutely. When you get up in the morning, not under the covers, that's cheating, your temperature should be 98. It should rise to 98.6 to 99 between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., and your resting pulse at that time should be 85 beats a minute. All three numbers have to be right on. And, for example, you can have a high temperature and a low pulse. That high temperature is due to cortisol. You can have a high pulse and a low temperature. That high pulse is due to adrenaline. Low thyroid people overproduce, and I'm talking about ratios, not exact numbers, they overproduce estrogen, adrenaline, cortisol, and prolactin. They cause all the diseases of aging. So thyroid in particular will stop heavy bleeding. I mean, this stuff, well, you know, you don't make a lot of money doing it. That's why it's not popular.
Okay, another question. Lots of them. This is wonderful. If you are in menopause, should you be taking pregnenolone and progesterone? If you do, will you keep having your period?
The only reason a woman would ever get their period back is, well, two reasons. Number one, if their thyroid worked and they're too young for menopause, or if they're taking estrogen. Estrogen makes you bleed. Thyroid prevents heavy bleeding, but it normalizes menses in healthy people. So if a person is on estrogen and they're bleeding, that is not good. But if they're a heavy bleeder and I give them thyroid and the bleeding decreases, that is good. Yes, everybody needs thyroid. I put all women on thyroid, progesterone, and pregnenolone at puberty for the rest of their lives. The only time you can't take progesterone is when you're nursing. But progesterone taken during pregnancy will prevent miscarriage. And the kid will be smart ass. 35% or 35 points more intelligent.
They're asking us to repeat your email address, so I'm just going to post it, Lita Lee at LitaLee.com.
LitaLee.com, yep.
Yes, Lita, not Lita Lee. Okay,
Lita at LitaLee.com.
Okay.
Can I interject a quick question about your, advocacy, I guess I would say, for the use of the Great Lake gelatin as a prothyroid food?
It's the only protein powder. Okay, I recommend. It's very prothyroid because it's cooked collagen. Body needs collagen. And it contains all the prothyroid amino acids that are absent from muscle meats. What do people eat? They cut off the bones and the skin of the chicken, and that's where the collagen is. If you take this, and I take it every day, you can put it in soup. I use the hydrolysate because I can put twice as much in and it won't gel. You can put it in soup. I make a smoothie with coconut water and orange juice and Great Lakes gelatin and sea salt and whatever else is laying around. It's wonderful. It's great for athletes. I had a dog. I have a 16-year-old dog, and she got into a fight and became a tripod and started limping, and the doctor said, well, I'll fix this for $2,000. I said, bye. I gave her gelatin and an enzyme called osteo for muscles, and she's no longer limping, and she's 16 years old. I'm against soy protein, whey protein, and rice protein, all for different reasons. And my latest newsletter will explain all of that. My latest one is up first on the website under newsletters, and everything on my website is free, everything, the radio shows, the blogs, the newsletters, articles, etc.
We have most of Lita's formulas decoded, and they're in the database for bioacoustic practitioners, and that's how we refer people to Lita when that comes up. So that's just a comment in the chat here that they wanted people to know that those enzymes are in the chat room. Yes. Janet saying yes, I'm fine. So they're having a lively, the most lively conversation I've seen in a long time, Lita, about you and your work, which I think is absolutely fantabulous. Richard, I've kind of taken up the show with asking all of these questions. So I'm going to turn it back to you because I think I'm at the end of the question.
Okay. I want to ask a question about the difference between metabolic or nutritional enzymes, metabolic versus nutritional enzymes. There we go. That's my question.
Okay, there are three kinds of enzymes. There's plant, pancreatic, and metabolic. Plant enzymes are the ones I enumerated, you know, protease, amylase, lipase, cellulase, and disaccharidases. And then through digestion of food, we make thousands of metabolic enzymes. You can't really sell metabolic enzymes. Oh, one enzyme I didn't mention, which I can sell, is called catalase. And catalase is supposed to be very anti-cancer, and it's anti-edemic, and I have it, and there's several formulas that contain catalase. You can manufacture catalase, but there's a lot of enzymes you cannot manufacture. Pancreatic enzymes are elaborated, about 23 of them from the pancreas, but as I mentioned before, you can take pancreatic enzymes. They won't hurt you, but they won't pre-digest food because they work at an alkaline pH. The stomach pH is from 3 to 9, so when the enzymes come in, the plant enzymes, they digest food in sequence of alkalinity, and then at the end they go into the duodenum, the small intestine, or the jejunum, and that's where the pancreatic enzymes and the disaccharidases continue their work of digestion. Problem is, a lot of people are low in enzymes because they live on enzyme poisons. Most drugs are enzyme poisons, by the way. It's not just fluoride. Most drugs poison enzymes. For example, the statin drugs poison the enzymes that make LDL cholesterol. If you don't have LDL cholesterol, you can't convert it into pregnenolone. And that's why people who take statin drugs lose their memory, plus a few other things. So it's just very important. Plant enzymes are the secret simply because they work everywhere. They work in the stomach to pre-digest. But if you take them on an empty stomach, they'll zap right into the blood. And I have enzymes that are only meant to be taken between meals. And then there's enzymes for chronic conditions, like, say, your eyes are bugging you. I have vitamin C enzymes for the eyes and for the nose. I have this ADR enzyme for hyperactivity. I mean, I have about 60 formulas. They're incredible. Dr. Howard Loomis is a total genius. And I'm still going down to see him once a year at the associates meeting, and he's always talking about new things.
Wow. That's actually where I, when I met Lita, was in the, whatever that was, let's say the 80s, roughly speaking.
I had my kids there. I had my kids at that place.
Yeah.
They did a rap song about enzymes.
Yes.
And to this day, they're still embarrassed over it.
I bet they are. Too bad there wasn't YouTube back then.
Right. My kids are 31 now. My daughter has a child. And she loves her enzymes. She puts them on the plate and licks them. And you know, another thing.
Go ahead.
That's okay.
No, I was just going to say enzymes are an amazing thing. Once you get into the, you know, understanding of, you know, how much they can help, how much they can aid, how much they can benefit, it's you know, I'll use the phrase no-brainer, but, you know, it just seems so obvious that enzymes are an amazing benefit to the system.
Yeah, they're the new kid on the block. Another thing I think is very important is natural vitamin D from lanolin, not fish oil. And my little granddaughter takes her vitamin D. I say, you want to smile? Take your sunshine vitamin. I caught her one day with 10 capsules in her mouth. My daughter says, Mom, you've created a monster.
That's good. That's a good monster, I think.
Yeah, you can get kids to take enzymes.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can cure colic in one day with a multiple digestive enzyme called Digest. Boom. In a powder or in a capsule. It just goes bye-bye.
Isn't that amazing? And colic is such an amazingly, you know, gnarly issue when I've seen moms with babies that have colic and you express that to them and they just look at you like, well, that can't, you know, no, that can't possibly be true.
You should hear the testimonials I get. I'm not allowed to put them on my website anymore, you know, too dangerous. But, I mean, I've had women call me crying. My my baby smiles. He doesn't vomit. And they treat these poor kids for GERD. I mean, if you keep throwing up, you're going to have a sore throat. And they give them Valium. Why not just digest the food instead of knocking the kids out, you know, or give them antacids, which are really toxic. You can cure colic in one day. And if the mother nurses, she gets the enzyme too. But I've even treated bottle-fed babies. And they're very happy, and the mothers just can't believe it.
Lita, there's some comments on the website chat.
Yeah.
Thanking you for being here. Wow. They're sending me emails saying this is phenomenal. We absolutely need to have you back. You're an absolute plethora of wonderful, down-to-earth, good information. So is your website. Write to Lita. She'll answer any questions. We've put the information up on the chat here, but we'll say it again. Lita, L-I-T-A, at LitaLee.com. People want to know if there's a waiting list to see you, Lita.
Not really. Well, they wait after they contact me, but I'm not one of these 3 months. Listen, I shove them in, shove them out, and they buy enzymes. So it's not like they have to come see me every week. They come see me, or they call me, rather, when they need me. And sometimes they feel so great they stop the enzymes and then they come back. So it's an education program. And, of course, look at my website. You know, I try to delete their need to constantly consult with me. And a lot of them do, you know.
Is there one enzyme or one pill that you sell that is just like would digest everything and they could just take that?
No. Now, if they say I just need one enzyme, I'll send them Pan, a baby gets digest. But if they need high protease, I have Bill and HCL. HCL is not hydrochloric acid. It has no hydrochloric acid in it. And some people really need that, especially older people, but it's contraindicated in gastric problems. But I wouldn't hesitate to send Pan. But if they need Bill, like you do, Sherry, they need Bill and Pan. So, yes and no. That was elusive, wasn't it?
Well, the best thing is for them just to get in contact with you. Go
yes.
up to your website, which will take them weeks to do. There is so much there.
Took me 25 years.
Well, just each newsletter, I posted some of the links in the chat, in both chats, for some of your newsletters, the one about coconut and another one about thyroid. I mean, just the newsletters alone are, you know, a good day's reading of reading and making notes off of each newsletter. So, I mean, it's a plethora of information.
Can people come and study with you? That just came into the email.
Oh, Lord. Now, I do consult with, oh, God, I only have so many cots. No, it's better that they read what I've written. That's why I write it. It's to save my breath. Because I'm on the computer 12 hours a day. I do a lot of radio shows. They can ask me questions. They can consult with me. Normally, I consult with doctors to teach them to help them, their patients.
Is your radio schedule on your website?
It's all online. I do a lot of radio shows from Hawaii, from Kailua, because this lady is a repeat advocate and an enzyme advocate, and she sells enzymes. We have a ball. She gets on there with her husband, and they argue, and I giggle, and if they don't like my laugh, I hang up.
Everybody's saying many, many, many thanks. We want to have you back on. Are we going to go over time, Richard?
Oh, we're already over time.
Uh-oh. Are you being cut off?
I mean, it's still, actually what happens, you probably heard that voice, the English voice saying, you know, your show ends in so many seconds. The recording on Blog Talk keeps on going for about another 5 to 10 minutes, you know, easily 10 minutes. So we're still being recorded. So for those of us listening live on webcast or on the WebEx are probably hearing us, and on Blog Talk, they're probably hearing a replay, but the entire show will be archived, so people will be able to go back and listen to the entire show.
Well, that's great, and I'd be glad to come back on. I love to talk.
Well, and you have so much, you know, I mean, it's the combination. One of the things I love about you is that, A, you have what I call a bad attitude, which I like. is you're willing to speak your truth and say, no, that's not true. I love that. And you have you have a great ability to explain the things that you're talking about.
Why translate chemistry into English?
Yeah, it's not just gobbledygook. You actually speak English and explain, you know, why this, why that, you know, what we want to be doing, the fact that, you know, microwaves are ridiculous toxic pits and, you know, stop eating, you know, foods that aren't good, you know. And really the fact that you're such an advocate for the fact that the body really can heal itself.
I really believe that. Yep.
Given the tools, given the opportunity, the body can really heal itself.
Yeah.
Well,
I've seen that.
That's fabulous. Yeah. Repeatedly.
I've had clients for 20 years that they keep coming back. That doctor told them they were going to die.
Yeah.
I had a woman with autoimmune hepatitis, whatever the heck that is. And the doctor said, you need cortisol. She says, no way. So I gave her enzymes for the liver and her immune system and thyroid and progesterone, which cures cirrhosis of the liver. And she, I'm not allowed to say that. Anyway, she got well and the doctor couldn't believe it. But the liver, the enzymes, you know, they don't lie. The liver enzymes don't lie. And she's still alive, and that was 10 years ago.
Yeah. It's a wonderful thing. It's so cool. Do you have anything else, Sherry, you want to toss in, or should we start wrapping up because I know you have a class this afternoon?
Well, there's topics that people are still sending in now that they know we're going over time. People want to know about addiction. So we'll save that for another show because I think Lita wouldn't run out of things to say for about 20 shows.
One for each year, 25 shows.
Well, that's good. That's a good number. Oh, I'd like to look at that as a goal. Yeah, let's schedule that in, 25 shows. Boy, that would be fabulous. Yeah.
But then I couldn't do Zumba on Saturday. Sorry.
I know. We have to explain now for the audience what Zumba is briefly and why we're privileged to have you here on a Sunday.
I can send links, but Zumba is there's 20 million people that do it every week. It's a series of Latin American dances, salsa, merengue, cumbia, hip-hop, and it was created by Beto Perez in 2001. He's from Colombia, and it's just taken off. And there's five instructors at my health fitness center, and it's just wonderful if you like to dance, which I do. It keeps you sweat a lot. It's not anaerobic. It's all aerobic, and it's wonderful.
And you
keeps
also
you
play
going.
Drums. You play the drums and dance with that?
Yes. Yep.
Do people around you your age have trouble keeping up with you?
Yes. Even my husband.
He says reluctantly.
Sometimes I bump into him because I move so fast. No, he's a great guy. He doesn't do Zumba.
Oh,
he hikes
okay.
And takes photographs. That flame, the first one, the aurora, those are 19 years of his photos. It's a very healing video, and it's set to the music of one of the most famous harpists on earth, Joe Andrews, whom I've known for 20 years. Very, very healing. If you ever notice in hospitals, there's always a harp. And I don't mean it helps people die, although it probably helps them peacefully transit, but it's very healing. And Joel Andrews has made 3,000 individual healing tapes with his harp. He's just incredible. It was a good combination.
Wonderful. Well, Lita, I just can't say thanks enough.
Well, I'm glad you called me. And I'm glad I answered the phone, Richard.
Me too. It worked out absolutely perfect. It's just so perfect sometimes.
Yes,
as George from Hard like to say, I love it when a plan comes together.
Right. Well, I'll be glad to come back anytime.
Thank you very much.
You're
and
welcome.
Thanks, everybody.
You.
And
Sherry, God bless you all. You're doing great, great work.
It's nice to hear your voice, Lita.
Nice to hear you. Oh, wow, I feel like I'm right there with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Thanks, everybody.
Bye. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.